I scared everyone, didn't I?
Okay,
I don't know what I think my internet.
When you tried to change the diagram.
Sorry. Okay, so sorry about that. My internet just totally cut off and signed, like, just went out for a minute. So I just got disconnected. Okay, so let's pick up. Give me a second here. Okay, so did people see the diagram or not?
No.
Okay, let's we're gonna start again from where they were shefting. All right, let's start again. Maybe we'll just start again from the beginning. Let's just start again. Let's pretend that didn't happen. Okay, I'm sharing my screen here. Ready? Okay. So Loha Yukosin, we're gonna start again from the beginning. Hopefully this will be smooth. Loha Yukosin Eslatzle Alabakidanoso, they wouldn't tie it up front leg to bet to front legs together or hind legs together, all four together. Rather, they would do an akeda. An akeda is the front leg with back leg and the on the right side and the front leg with back leg on the left side. Mishazachu beivar mosinbo, the kohen who is zochet to take the eivar and take the limbs up in his beach, so he would hold on to the animal. Bekachay akedaso rosha, and this is how they would set it up. Rosha ladarim, his head would be facing to the south. Upanov lemarav, and the animal's face would actually be looking towards the west. Vehashochet, and the kohen who was shechting the animal, omed b'mizrach, he would stand on the eastern side of the animal. Upanav lemarav, he would also be facing the west, which was facing towards the heichal. Shel shachar haya nishchat al keren sifonis ma'aravis al tabashnia. So if you go to the diagram, so in right north of the mizbeach, there were a number of rings, and these rings were where they would situate the karbanos for the shechita. So the karban talmid shel shachar, the one that was offered in the morning, so it would be on the second ring on the northwest side of the mizbeach, which was right over here where the mouse is. It was the second row, the second ring on the northwest side. Then the Mishnah says, but the shel bein harbayim, the one that was done in the afternoon, would be on the opposite side. Hayad nishchat al keren mizrachis tzifonis al tabashnia. So it would be shechted right across over here on the northeastern side in the second ring from the mizbeach. Shachar ha-shochet v'kibel ha-mekabel. Once the shochet, once the kohen who shechted the animal, once he slaughtered the animal, v'kibel ha-mekabel, and the kohen who was receiving the blood, who was going to catch the blood in the klisharis to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, so the animal was shechted, the animal and the blood was caught. Bubble the karen mizrachis tzifonis. So they would bring the blood to the corner of the mizbeach in the northeastern corner, right over here. V'nosein mizracha tzfona. And he would sprinkle the blood on this northeastern corner, and he would sprinkle it right in the corner so that it would hit the north side of the Mizbeach as well as the east side of the Mizbeach. Because the carbon tamid is a carbon ola, the carbon ola gets two sprinkles, two zrikos, but the two zrikos really have to hit four places. So the kohen would do it on the corner, so that it would hit on this corner, so it would hit the north side and the east side. And then the Kohen would go Mizrach, Ma'aravis, Jeromis. Then he would go to the west, south, the western, southern corner, the Nosein Ma'arava, Droma. And he would do one more sprinkling, which would be one act of Zriko, one act of sprinkling, but it would hit this corner, which would therefore hit the south side and the west side of Mizbeach. Shayare Hadam, Hayashofech, El Yesod, Jeromis. And then the leftover blood that was in the klisharis that was not sprinkled on the mizbeach, it would be poured down the yisod, a hole that was towards the bottom of the mizbeach that was on the southern side. That's where the extra blood would be poured, and that hole would bring it down through a pipe system down into the ground, and that's where the extra blood would go from the karbanos. Lo hayashover es haregel. So now, once the carbon is shechted and the blood has been sprinkled, they would then go to prepare the animal for the actual hakrava, where they would put on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah says that the animal would not break the leg. Normally, if a butcher was going to try and hang an animal for cutting off, for skinning it and for cutting it up, he would break the leg and they would hang it in such a way that the leg would break. But in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not what they did to the karban. They did not break the leg. Ela nokvo mitoch or kavo. Rather, they would poke a hole with a sharp object in the knee area, vitola bo, and that's how they would hang the animal from the hooks that were in the area we mentioned yesterday. Here, we mentioned this yesterday. Let's just see where it is in the Beis Hamikdash again. So yesterday we mentioned that this area where they had the tables and the amudim, this is where they would hang the animal to prepare it for the hakrava process. So they would hang it here, not by breaking its leg, but by poking a hole through its knee. So he would then skin the animal until from the leg until he reached the breast. When he got to the breast, he would then cut the head. And he would give it to the Kohen who was going to bring the head onto the Mizbeach. He would then cut off the bottom part of the animal. And he would give it to the Kohen who was going to bring that on the Mizbeach. At that point, he would continue and finish the skinning of the carbon. He would rip out the heart. And he would pour out the blood. He would cut the upper part of the forelegs, and give it to the Kohen who was going to bring those. Then he would get to the right hind leg, and he would give it to the Kohen who was going to bring that to the Mizbeach. And the male anatomy was included with this part of the animal. Karu v'nimsa kulo galoy lefanav. So at this point, the animal was completely cut up and it was totally exposed in front of him. Natalas aperet. So he would take some of the wastes from the inside of the animal. V'nosnu albeisa shchitas harosh milamala. And he would put it on top of the makom hashchita where they shechted the animal in the head on the neck. He would put the waste there and cover it up. Natalas hakrivayim. He would take out some of the innards. V'noslan lemisha zocha bahen lahadichan. And he would give it to the person who was zoche to clean the innards. And the stomach would also be brought to be washed in the place of washing. So these things would be cleaned appropriately. And when it came to the stomach, it would have to be washed. I'm sorry, when it came to the innards, they would have to be washed a minimum of 3 times. And they were washed on these tables, on these marble tables that we mentioned yesterday that was in this area of the Beit HaMet Bachan. Then the Mishnah tells us, Natalas asakin v'hifrish es hareya. Then he would take the knife and he would separate the lung, min hakaved, from the liver, v'etzba hakaved, and there was a flap on the liver, min hakaved, and he would detach that from the kaved, v'etzba hakaved min hakaved, lo haya meziza mimikoma. But the flap that was on the liver, from the liver, that he would not move, that would not be disconnected. No keves hachaza, he would then poke a hole in the breast, and give that piece to the person who was zocha to bring that on the mizbeach. At that point, he would get to the side of the animal, to the right side, and he would cut open the right side until he reached the spine. And he wouldn't cut the spine until he came to the two ribs, the two thinner ribs. He would then, when he got to the two thin ribs, he would cut that whole piece off and he would give it to the one who was going to bring it on his back. And this would also include the liver with it. It would come to the neck. So he would leave two ribs on one side and two ribs on the other side. He would cut it and give it to the one who was going to bring it to the Mizbeach. Hakana v'halev, the trachea and the heart, v'hareya, and the lungs, tiluyim ba, this was all connected to this part of the animal. Balo l'dofen smolis, then he would come to the left side of the animal. V'hiniach ba shtei tzlos dakos milamalon, or shtei tzlos dakos milamaton, he would leave two ribs on top and two ribs in the bottom. V'kach hayamaniya b'chaverta, and this is how he would leave it on the right side as well. So on each side, there were two ribs on the top and two ribs on the bottom. He would cut it and give it to the one who is zocha to bring this on to the mizbeach. The shidra'ima and the spine would be included with this. The chatul taloiba and the spleen was connected to this as well. The haisa gedola, and this was a larger portion. El shel yamin korin gedola shehakavei tluyaba. but the right side was called the gedola because it also had the liver. At that point, they would be ready for the end of the animal, for the backside of the animal. Cut it and give it to the one who is zochah to bring that onto the mizbeach. Ha'elya, the tail, the etzba, ha'kaved, and the flap from the kaved, ubeiz kloyosimo, and the two kidneys with it. Natal es haregel ha'simolis. Then he would take the left hind leg. Chatcha v'nasla mishazachaba, cut it and give it to the one who is going to bring in the mizbeach. Nimsa kulan omdim b'shura v'ivarim b'yadim. At this point, all the kohanim would be standing in one line, and they would each have the various parts of the animal in his hand. This obviously does not really sit well with us, especially if anyone here is queasy like myself. But obviously this is because we never got to experience the full glory of the Beis HaMikdash. But obviously if we were to understand the full glory of the Beis HaMikdash, we would see how this was like a tremendous avoda for the Ribono Shel Olam, and we would have much more of an appreciation for it. And the Mirat Hashem, one day we'll be able to appreciate this much better. But in the meantime, I'm going to just continue because I don't want to pass out. Harishon, the first person in line, it's just going to be a quick summary of all the parts that that were being held and how each Kohen would hold the parts. So the first person, Barosh Beregel, he had the head and the leg. Harosh Bimino, the head would be held in his right hand. The Chotmo Klape Zoroo, the head would be facing downwards. Kronov, the horns, Vein Esbaosov, would be in between the Kohen's fingertips. Base Shritaso Milamalon, the Haperad Nasan Aleha. And this was the head that had the part where the animal was shechted, and that was facing upwards with the pered, with that waist that was covering the makom hashrita. Haregel shel yamin bismolo, the right hind leg was in the left. I'm sorry, I just think I might have skipped one second. No, haregel shel yamin bismolo, the right hind leg was, I'm sorry, the regel shel yamin, the right hind leg was in the Kohen's left hand, ubeis oren lachutz, and the part that still had skin on it was facing outward. Hasheni, the second Kohen, b'shtei yadayim, he had two hands. Shel yamin b'yamino, b'shel smol b'smolo. So he had the two hands, like the two front legs of the animal. So the right one was in the Kohen's right hand, and the left one was in the Kohen's left hand. Ubeis oron lachutz, and the part that still had skin was facing outward. Hashlishi, the third Kohen, b'oketz u'beregel. So he would have the tail as well as part of the other hind leg. And the way he would hold it was as follows. Ha'okeitz b'yamino, the tail end was in the right hand. Ha'elya medudelas b'enes b'osav, the actual furry part of the tail would be hanging in between his fingertips. The etzva ha'kaved u'shtei klayosimo, and this was the part that was connected to the flap from the liver as well as the two kidneys. And that was with this part of the animal. Ha'regel shel smol, and the left hind leg, bismola, was in the left hand of the coin, ubeis oren lachutz, and the part that had skin on it was facing outward. Haravi, the fourth coin, bechaze uvageira, he was holding the chest as well as the neck. Bechaze biyamino, the chest was in his right hand, bechagera bismolo, and the neck was in his left hand, utzlo osav, benjneid etzva osav, and the ribs that came along with this part were in between his fingers. Hachamishi b'shtei defanos, the fifth coin, so he had the two flanks of the animal. Shel yamin b'yamino, he would hold the right one in his right hand, v'shel smol b'smol, and left one in his left hand. Ubeis oren lachutz, and the part that still had skin on it, the part that did have the skin on it, that was facing outwards. Hashishi ba'kravayim, the sixth person would have the intestines. Hanesunim b'bazech, the intestines, you got a reprieve, you didn't have to hold them in your hands, you got to hold them in some sort of plate. The kiraim and the kiraim were part of the foot of the hooves. So that was al gabein milmala. That was on top of the inner intestines on this plate. Hazayin, the seventh kohen, besoles, he got to take the flour. Hashmini bechavitim, the eighth kohen got to hold the cakes that were going to be offered as the minchas chavitim of the kohen gadol. Hatishii, the ninth kohen, the yayin, he used to have the wine that was used for the nesachim. Holchu v'naslum mechatzi kevesh ulamata. So they would walk and they would bring it up from halfway up to the kevesh and above. B'ma'aravo, they would enter from the west side. Umalchum, and at that point when they were halfway up, they would salt all the pieces of the carbon. The yardu, and then they would go down. Ubo lahen lishchas hagazis likros eshima. And as once they would put it halfway up the kevesh, and they would salt it, so then they would go back down in order to go back to Lishchas Hagazus, so they would recite Kriyas Shema. The Gemara says, Tana, Yad Regel Kakedas Yitzchak Ben Avram, that when we say that the animal was tied up, it was not tied up as koftin, it wasn't koftin, it was oakedin, or makidin rather. So that was like the akeda of Yitzchak ben Avraham, that the one front leg was tied to the hind leg, and the same on both, on the other side, the other front leg was tied to the hind leg. Lo haya koftin esatzleh, they would not tie it that all the legs were tied together, or the front ones were tied together and the back ones were tied together. Why not? My taima, says the Gemara, there are two possibilities. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Chadam, Mishum, Bizayum, Kachim. One person assumed that it was because this would be considered a disgrace to the Kachim if they would tie it in this fashion. The Chad Amar, Mishum, D'mahalach, B'chukei Ha'amim. And the other opinion was, no, that this is how the Goyim, when they would offer sacrifices to their gods, they would tie it in a koftin fashion. So we're going to tie it in an akeda fashion. That's why we tie it differently. My Benayhu, what's the difference between these two explanations as to why we tied our karbanos? The karban tamid was tied as an akeda and not as a koftin also. So what's the difference if it's because of chukas hagoyim or if it's because of bizayon kachim? The Gemara says, Ike Benayhu de kafte b'shiroi. One difference would be, well, what if you would tie it with in a koftin, just like, but you would do it bishiroi, which was some sort of silk or linen, very fancy type of material, some type of very fancy rope. So that would not be a bizayon kachim. It would be a very beautiful way of tying the animal up, but it would still be doing it in the same fashion as the goyim. So that would be a chukas goyim problem, but it would not be a bizayon kachim problem. Then the Gemara says, Inami, another nafkamina, another distinction between these two answers would be behotzei dahava. If you would use a golden string, the same thing, it would be very beautiful, but it would still be a problem of chukas agoyim. Knan hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, shalosh esrei shulchanos hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 tables in the base of Mikdash. Shmona shalshayish b'beis hamit b'chayim. 8 of these tables were the ones that we were just describing that were used to clean off parts of the animal in the Beit HaMitzvachayim, Shaleim Adichanes HaKrivayim, and on top of them they would clean off the intestines, Beis B'marava, Shalkevet, that was the 8. Then another 2, this comes to 10, Beis B'marava Shalkevet, there were 2 on the west side of the ramp, Echad Shal Shayish, one of them was marble, the Echad Shal Kesef, and one of them was silver. Al Shal Shayis, on the marble one that was near the ramp, Nosnes Haivarim, that's where they would put the limbs of the animal, the Al Shal Kesef Klisharis. And on the silver one, they would put the different kalim, the different klisharis that were used in the different aspects of the Avoda. Uba Ulam Shnayim, and then in the Ulam, which was in this area right before the Heichal, where I'm showing a mouse right here on the screen. So in the Ulam, there were another 2 tables, bringing us to 12. Ubulam Shnayim, Ibifnim, Al Pesach Habayis, Echad shel kesef, echad shel zahav. On the inside of the ulam, near the opening of the har habayis of the heichal. So there were 2 tables. One was silver, and one was gold. And then the Gemara tells us al shel kesef on the silver one. Noshin lechem apanim b'knisaso, that when the kohanim would enter into the heichal to change lechem apanim on Shabbos, they would put the new lechem upon him on the silver table on their way into the heichal. The al shel zahav b'yitziyaso. And then there was the golden one, which is where they would put the lechem upon him. Nosen lechem upon him b'kinisaso v'al shel zahav b'yitziyaso. And when they would leave, they would take the old lechem upon him and they would place it on the gold table that was right in the ulam, right here outside of the heichal. Why was it that going in, they would place the lechem upon him on the silver table before they would bring it inside to the heichal, and that on their way out, they would take the old bread and put it on the golden table? The Gemara says, Shemalim b'kodesh v'ilo moridin, because we have a principle that you should always go up in Kedusha, not down. So the shulchan that was inside the heichal was, of course, gold. So all week long, the lechem upon him is sitting on the golden shulchan. So when you take it out, if you put it on the silver, that's a downgrade. So we don't want to downgrade it, so we put it on the gold one on the way out, as they're when they're switching up the lechem upon him. The echad shel zahav mibifnim, and then of course the 13th table in the base of Mikdash was the shulchan that was inside the heichal, she'al of lechem upon him tamid. That's where the lechem upon him was always found on that table. Michti, ein ani es b'makom ashiris. let's think about this for a minute. We know that there's a principle we've come up a few times, and on Yisbach Mashiras, that there's no such thing as poverty in the context of wealth in the base of Mikdash. Am I? Of the Deshayas. If that's true, so why do we mention that there were a number of tables? 9 of the tables that we mentioned were made of marble. So if we always want to be as extravagant as possible, Ananias, Malcolm, Ashiras, so then we should make all the tables of gold and silver. Why were some of them made of marble? Ne'abdu the Kesef, ne'abdu Zov. Make them silver, make them gold. The Gemara answers, Amr Rechinina, B'Shem Rabasi, V'Rabasi, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Shum Artiach. The answer is that gold and silver conducts heat more. And if it conducts heat, there were certain things when you're putting the evarim, that putting the limbs of the animal, or you're putting the intestines of the animal, etc., you're putting it down on the hot table. So if it conducts heat, it becomes much hotter. So then these things are going to start to rot quicker and it's going to smell bad. So therefore, we wanted to make some tables that would be marble, which wouldn't conduct as the heat as much. Shel Shachar, Haya Nishchot, Al Karen, Ma'aravis, Siphonis. You have to change the girsa there. The Mishnah says that in the morning, you would shecht the carbon on the northwest corner of the Mizbeach, meaning of the side of the Mizbeach. Minani Mili, how do I know this? Amar Chista, Damar Kra, Amar Chista says, because the Pasuk tells us, Shnaim Layom, the Pasuk says 2 times each day. Shnaim Layom, what does that mean? Kineged Hayom, it should be opposite the day. What does opposite the day mean? Well, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So in the morning, when you're going to shecht the carbon, you're going to do it on the west side so that it's opposite the day. On the opposite side of the Shechita is where the sun is rising. Tan Nami Hachi, Shnaim Layom, Kineged Hayom. We have another brace that teaches us that Shnaim Layom, the drasha is, that it's Kineged Hayom. It should be opposite the sunrise. Ata Omer Neged Ayom, you're telling me it should be Neged Ayom on the opposite side of the sunrise. Oh, and Elachobas Ayom. When it says Shnai Ayom, why don't you read it as it sounds? Read it to mean that twice a day you have to offer a carbon tumid. Don't tell me a drusha that it means you have to do it on the west side, opposite the side of the sunrise. So the Gemara says, no. Kishu Omer as a keves echot taseh baboker v'as a keves asheni taseh ben arbayim. The pasuk tells you already that you do one in the morning and you do one in the afternoon. You know how many times you have to bring a carbon tumid. You know there's 2 times that you bring a carbon tumid. Mani mekayim shnayim liyom. So why is the Torah repeat that you bring it shnayim liyom twice for the day? It must be coming to teach you kin neged hayom that when you shecht it, you should always shecht it in the opposite direction. So therefore, ha-ketzad, how does this work? Tumid shel shachar ha-yanishchad al-keren sifonis ma-rabis. It should be on the northern, western side of the mizbeach. That's when the sun is rising. So you're going to be on the west side because it's rising in the east. Al Tabash, on the second ring that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Shalbein Harbayim. And in the afternoon, Ayanishchad Al Karen Sifonis, then it should be on the eastern north, so Sifonis Mizrachis, on the eastern northern side, Al Tabash, on the second, because in the end of the day, the sun is setting in the west. So you're going to shecht it on the eastern side, which is on the opposite of the way the sun is moving. So we will stop at these 2 dots for today. Emir Tashem will pick up tomorrow. We'll finish the parak and start the next parak. And then we'll be on track to finish for Wednesday, please God. Yashar Koach, everybody, for joining. I know that a couple people did email me some questions. I am going to try to get back to the course of the day. Right now, I just have to run. I've got another shear in 1 minute. So stay tuned until tomorrow. Have a great night.
Shkoyach. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.